Dr. Christian's office.
And it's the Vaseline program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. Tonight, Brooklyn, New York gets the spotlight with a prize play by Patrick Kaler of 335 South 2nd Street. It's called Love to Mama, and it stars Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. Ladies, the season for permanence is on definitely. But before you make an appointment at your beauty shop, ask yourself if your hair is in good enough condition to take a permanent. To make sure your hair is soft and free from dryness, to protect yourself from dry scalp, use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Give your hair this simple Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment. Before your next shampoo, massage the scalp briskly with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then wrap a steaming hot towel around your head for several minutes before proceeding to wash your hair. After the shampoo, brush on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. Vaseline Hair Tonic, used regularly this easy way, supplements natural scalp oils, helps keep hair silky soft, attractive. Try this simple toning up and see how much nicer, more natural your wave will look. See how obediently, how smartly each curl falls into place when you comb your new hairdo. Give your hair the Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment tonight. Ask your druggist for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Entering Dr. Christian's office tonight, we find him saying goodbye to Lieutenant Madeline Rinaldi of Uncle Sam's Waves. Judy Price, busy at her typewriter, hears only a final fragment of their conversation as they come out of the inner office.
I guess you guessed that this is goodbye, Doctor. At least until we meet again.
I'll see you then, Madeline, when all our heroes and heroines come home again.
Thanks for all you did for Mama.
She had to go, you know.
But you made it easy. Almost without pain. You sent her out with a smile. But what I really mean is, thanks for keeping the secret. Bye, Judy.
Good luck, Madeline.
Go on and show them what Rinaldi's are made of. What's the matter, Judy? You look as if somebody hit you.
Somebody did. Madeline didn't mean to, but she slapped my face hard. Hurts all the way down to my heart.
Why, what did she say?
Because I spilled the secret.
Oh, no, Judy.
Yes, I spilled the secret she would have given her life to keep.
Now, wait a minute, Judy. For your own peace of mind, listen to me. Let's go back a while, when Mama Rinaldi was still alive.
No, it's no use, Doctor. I ought to cut my tongue out.
It was a hot summer day, and Madeline came home from a job in the paper mill, tired and hungry and lonely, to the ugly little cottage down by the railroad tracks.
Magdalena, it is you.
Yes, Mama.
Why are you late? Always late.
I worked overtime. How do you feel, Mom?
How can I feel? All the time I'm a cry for Johnny.
You mustn't, Mom. Stop worrying about
all
it.
All the day, all the night I'm a pray. Dear God, I'm a pray. Send my Johnny home to me. Send him home or I'm a die.
Mama, please. Oh, I have a surprise. Letter, see? Letter to you from Johnny.
Oh, you bad girl, Magdalena. Why, you're not telling me right away.
I forgot.
Read my letter. Read him, quick.
Now, let me see now. How does it go?
You're not skipping no word. Do you hear?
It begins, Dear darling Mama.
Oh, Johnny.
After I ran away from home.
But why he ran away?
Well, because he got into so much trouble here. That robbery and the prison and all that.
All of the trouble is not his fault. He's so good, the boy.
Well, he wanted to start all over again. Get away from his bad friends. That's what his letter says. So he went far, far away.
What is so far away?
Oh, California, Mama. And look what he says. I've settled down, and I have a nice, honest job. And when I make enough money, I'm going to send you a fur coat, Mama.
Oh, Magdalena! You hear what he says? It's going to buy his mama for a cot.
And afterward... maybe when I get married to a nice girl, I'll send for you. And you'll live with us in a beautiful house. All my love to you, Mama. Johnny.
You see, it's like I'm saying, he's a good boy. He loves his mama. You give him his letter.
What for? You can't read.
Oh, I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to show Mrs. Kowalska and Mrs. Fitzpatrick and the grocery man. I'm going to show everybody my wonderful letter.
No, I'm tearing it up.
Magdalena, stop.
Into tiny pieces, see? Now you can't show it to anybody.
Oh, you bad, bad girl. You hurt me so.
Mama visited me the next day, Judy. She was seriously ill, but she didn't know it yet. And oh, how she bragged about Johnny's letters.
He write me most beautiful things, doctor. He's gonna take me far away to a nice land. He's on home. And all the day I'm sit in the sunshine. And maybe I'm sing the song to his little baby.
Well, then he turned out to be a fine boy after all. Notwithstanding the scrapes he got into here.
The trouble was not his fault. Doctor, in his letter, he say, love to Mama is a very sweet love.
I'm very happy for you, Mrs. Rinaldi. For Johnny's sake, too.
I'm going to show you his letter. But the Magdalena, she's tear it up.
Tore it up? But why?
Bad girl, Magdalena. She's treat the Mama no good.
Oh, really, now? Madeline's all right. She keeps the house and takes care of you, Mama.
Only Johnny, my love. Only man, Johnny.
I guess some mothers are funny that way, Doctor. The child who breaks their heart is the child they love the best.
Yes, Judy. The Bible is not merely a book of the past, but a book of the present. A play in which we play our parts all over and over again. Johnny was the prodigal son, the lost one who had been found. So Mama's heart was full of him, and she had no room in it for her daughter. I spoke to Madeline about it one day when she came to my office to seek the truth about her mother's condition.
Is that when you told her?
She had to know. Somebody had to know.
Then nothing can save her, Doctor?
I'm sorry, Madeline.
No surgery?
My dear girl, all the wealth of Midas could not buy her another hour. But one thing will help.
What's that?
Love and kindness. They'd make it easier.
I give her that.
Do you, Madeline?
Doctor, don't you think I love my mother?
What about those letters from Johnny?
I see. She's told you about those.
Why did he destroy them?
She had no right to tell you.
Those scraps of paper, although she can't read, are more precious than diamonds to her.
I know.
Yet she tells me that you will never read them more than once, and then you destroyed him.
That's my affair.
Are you jealous of her greater love for your brother?
Why should I be jealous now? She always gave all her love to that black sheep.
He was on the wrong road, Madeline. He needed all her love and devotion to set him straight.
And don't you think I'm human, too?
Yes, but you were always on the right side of the path. Nobody had to pray for you. I've seen you walk into church ever since you could toddle. You were safe.
I've worked so hard. I was only 15 when my father died.
Yes, I remember. And Johnny had gotten his diploma from reform school and was taking a postgraduate course in prison. But now he's shut the door on his old life and has opened the door on a new one. Why shouldn't your mother rejoice? And why shouldn't you?
I'm only doing what I've got to do.
What does that mean?
I can't tell you. Not now.
Then you won't let Mama keep her letters?
I'm doing what I've got to do.
I thought she was blindly jealous, Judy. Deliberately cruel to her mother because of Mama's one-sided love. And then another thing.
What was that?
Madeline stopped bringing home all her pay.
Oh, spent it on clothes, I suppose.
No, no, she still wore the same old threadbare things.
Shows and dances?
No.
Well, then what did Madeline do with the money?
8 to 9 or 10. Magdalena, only $10.
Yes, Mom, I spent the rest.
You're a spend? For what? For what?
That's my business.
What do you buy?
I can't tell you.
You got the boyfriend.
No, Mom.
You're to give him a money.
I have no boyfriend, Mama.
Then why? Every week there is less money. Why?
You can keep it all. I won't eat at home.
Magdalena, you have a secret and you not can tell you, Mama. You are a bad girl.
You just don't understand, Mama.
My Johnny, love his Mama. You're no love me.
Madeline was growing thin and pale. I met her once in the street and her appearance worried me, Judy. Hello, Madeline.
Hello, Doctor.
It's a lovely day for walking.
My lunch hour.
Swell. How about joining me?
I don't eat any lunch.
Oh? Dieting?
That's as good a reason as any.
If you don't mind an old family doctor getting personal, you must be down to about 95 pounds.
Makes me look like a movie star, don't you think?
Makes you look like a mighty sick girl. How about dropping around for a checkup?
I don't need any.
A free one on the house.
I distinctly said I don't need any.
Well, her conduct was certainly queer, Judy. I was beginning to think that her mind was affected.
I shouldn't wonder.
Jealousy seemed to be the only answer. A deep, consuming jealousy.
And what about Johnny's letters?
Well, they still arrived. Madeline read them, each one of them, and then she burned it.
Burned it?
Yes, it caught Mama searching the wastebasket for scraps. One particularly happy letter came in December, along with the promised fur coat. A very happy letter.
What a read too fast, Magdalena.
I got another raise, Mama. That's what he writes. And now that I've bought you the coat, I'll start saving for our house.
Read slow, Magdalena. Don't finish it too fast.
And it'll be a beautiful house, Mama. A garden of flowers and lots of sunshine. A pretty rocking chair where you can sit all day. And a nice white kitchen where you can cook for me.
Oh, slow, Magdalena. More slow. Please, don't make the letter end too soon.
And that night, Judy, Mama came to me after I had retired. She rang my bell and I quickly put on a robe and went to the door. All right, I'm coming. Somebody is in an awful hurry. Why, Mama Rinaldi.
Doctor, please.
What brings you here on this terrible cold night? Well, come on inside. Here now. And never mind the snow on your shoes. Come over to this chair.
Doctor, Magdalena, she's a runaway.
Oh, now, control yourself. Madeline's not the running away kind.
The room, it is empty. Oh, Doctor, you're so wise. Maybe you can help me.
Well, let's begin at the beginning. Just what happened?
First, she bring me a letter from Johnny. Oh, beautiful letter. First, he give me a coat. Now he's gonna buy a house for Mama.
But what about Madeline?
She's read the letter and she's go to her room. This letter, she's no burn, but she's hide it. And she's lock the door and soon I'm hear her cry. She's crying and crying. I'm go to the door and I'm say, Magdalena, what for you cry? But she's no answer.
And then what?
And I'm go to sleep. I'm a dream. I'm a hear scream. An awful scream. I'm a hear my Johnny. My Johnny is a call for me. I'm a wake up. I'm a go to Magdalena's room and she's gone.
Oh, doctor. Now stop worrying about foolish nightmares.
Why Johnny is a scream for his mama? And why Magdalena cry and run away?
I'll find out what I can. Believe me, I will. Now you wait out here while I go and dress and I'll drive you home. Well, this is a freezing night to be walking out there in the heavy snow.
Talk about a mother's intuition. hearing Johnny's call at that particular hour.
Yes, Judy, somehow her mother knows. So I drove her home. And as I came back, a funny hunch made me choose a side street along toward the church where Madeline used to go every Sunday. And there in the fallen snow, kneeling on the steps of the church, I found her.
You found Madeline?
Yes. I heard her voice, sobbing with prayer.
Dear God, have mercy on his soul. Take him into thy kingdom. Redeem him and shelter him with thine infinite love.
I listened for a minute to a sweet, clear voice. And then I spoke to her. Madeline.
Dr. Christian.
And there, Judy, I learned the truth about Johnny's letters to Mama.
And in the meanwhile, Mama Rinaldi found one of the letters.
Well, that's the part, Judy, that I don't understand.
Well, the next morning, she searched Madeline's room carefully and found the last one. She hid it quickly in an apron pocket. Then she put on her new fur coat and went out on the street and asked a few people to read the letter again to her. But they were all too busy.
Oh, I see. She thought it was so beautiful she wanted to hear it over and over.
Mm. She went to the post office to ask the clerks, and they were busy. She stopped a policeman, and he just glanced at the envelope and refused. Finally, Doctor, she thought of you and came here. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Rinaldi.
The doctor is here.
No, he's making his morning rounds. My, you look happy, Mama.
Oh, I'm so happy I'ma die. Look.
What's that?
A letter from Johnny to his mama.
Oh, you don't say.
This is the one I'ma keep always.
Oh, it sounds like a love letter.
Magdalena, she's read too fast. I'ma say, please, Magdalena, you finish it too fast. Read the more slow.
Oh, you want to prolong the pleasure.
So you read it to me, please. Very, very slow, please.
Of course, Dr. Christian, at the time, I had no idea about the game her daughter was playing.
Oh, naturally, Judy.
So I read the letter aloud. I thought Mama already knew what was really in it. At least at the beginning I did. Dear Mama, about the time you receive this, I will be dead. I don't care much now. I'm not afraid of the electric chair. After all these months in jail. I was so astounded, Dr. Christian, I forgot that Mama Rinaldi was listening. I just forgot everything, and I read on and on.
Yes, Judy, that was Madeline's secret. There was no job, no cottage.
No, and she went without lunches, almost without eating, to buy Mama the fur coat. Just to build a beautiful lie.
Johnny was executed the very night I found her praying in the snow.
Suddenly, as I read the letter, I realized what I was doing. I looked at Mama Rinaldi. She was deathly white. She just stood there like a statue of marble. And then you returned, Doctor.
Well, I... Say, what's the matter?
Mrs. Rinaldi's very ill, Doctor.
Well, come into my office, Mama. Take my arm.
I'm come, Doctor.
Sit down. Now listen to me.
Aunt Magdalena, she's alive.
She did it for you.
She used to make a fool of me. She used to make a big joke of her mama.
You got to understand why she did it. It was no joke to her, believe me.
Mind the boy. Mind Johnny is a die. And she's alive to mama.
Let me tell you where I found her last night. I found Madeline in the snow on the steps of the church. Do you hear me, Mama? She was praying for the salvation of Johnny's soul.
And she wasn't no happy.
What could she be happy for?
Because she hated Johnny. She burned his letters.
Madeline did not hate her brother. She burned his letters to keep you from knowing the truth. It was a brave, a magnificent lie, Mama. Lovable fable to make you happy. Don't you see? It was Madeline who gave you the coat and the house and everything that Johnny could never give you.
Could I? I'm not know the truth. I'm a coward, a fool.
You're the dearest one she has in the world. She bled her heart for it. Your happiness was her happiness.
Yes. Oh, you're opening my eyes. I'm a see at the last. Magdalena, She's making the big lie because she's the last bit.
And what will you say to her, Mama? I want to know.
Oh, you are a wise doctor, a very wise. To make her happy, then I'm must to be happy, so.
And what will you do?
I will be happy. I will love. I will let her go on with magnificent life. So I will make Magdalena happy. Magdalena!
Oh, did you call me, Mom?
Magdalena, man, darling. Is there no letter from Johnny?
Why, yes. Here, but this piece of paper in my purse. Want to hear it, Mom?
But he's to say, love to Mama.
Of course. Oh, Mama, how happy you look.
Oh, yes, I am very happy. I will always be happy. Read the Johnny's letter to me. Like you always read it. Man, good Magdalena.
So you see, Judy, you didn't hurt anyone by telling Mama Rinaldo the secret. No, you gave her strength and courage and pride. No wonder she went out with a smile. The cream of the jest was hers.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. And Judy Price with a word for you.
During the war years, flash burns, explosives, plane crashes, and electrical accidents combined to make serious burn cases a real problem for the medical staff of our armed forces. The solution to this problem was finally achieved with the development of a new treatment technique, an amazingly effective burn treatment that includes the surface application of petroleum jelly, the world's leading brand of petroleum jelly, Vaseline petroleum jelly, is probably in your medicine chest right now. So when anyone in your family suffers a minor household burn, rely on a tested aid. Just spread Vaseline petroleum jelly on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call a doctor. But remember, there's nothing better for household burns than Vaseline petroleum jelly. There are many petroleum jellies on the market. Only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Before I tell you about next week's play, I want to speak of the National War Fund. The war is over now. We are tying up the loose ends, and one of the big jobs yet to be done is to finish the work of the many welfare and relief organizations abroad and at home which receive support from the National War Fund. Remember, men and women still in the armed services and war victims all over the world are the beneficiaries of your contribution to your local community war fund, so make your gift promptly and generously. Next week we plan to present Chain Letter by Bill Schemper of Lubbock, Texas. We invite you all to hear the Vaseline show next week, same time and same station. And until then I'll say good night.
Here's a friendly tip. For quick relief from chapped lips, get Vaseline Lip Ice. Servicemen overseas welcome it too, and how they go for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Pack both in overseas Christmas packages, and remember, mail before October 15th. That's Vaseline Hair Tonic and Vaseline Lip Ice. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday night to the Dr. Christian Prize play, Chain Letter. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.